President Obama nominates a third candidate to head the TSA. The U.S. may yet lead the GA sales recovery. And Japan will have to try again with a Venus climate orbiter. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, May 19th, 2010. President Obama has made his third nomination to head the TSA. While there's no way to predict how confirmation hearings will go this time in the U.S. Senate, at least the guy should pass the background check. John Pistole is currently serving as Deputy Director of the FBI, the number two position in that agency, and he's held that job since 2004. Pistole previously worked in the FBI's Counterterrorism Division and began his career as a special agent with the FBI in 1983. His work is focused on white-collar and organized crime, and he helped lead the investigative and recovery efforts for the Egyptair Flight 990 crash off the coast of Rhode Island. Before joining the FBI, he practiced law for 2 years. President Obama's first two choices for the position withdrew during the confirmation process due to questions about their backgrounds. TSA has been without a permanent director now since the current administration took office 16 months ago. Aviation market advisor Brian Foley says that in the current economic downturn, North America's share of new general aviation aircraft sales fell from about 70% in the years before 2000 to 40% now. But, he says, that may be about to change. Foley notes that the dollar's rising strength against other world currencies will restore buying power for U.S. consumers, and that returning strength comes at a time when foreign buyers have depleted the bloated inventories of desirable late-model used aircraft, which compete most directly with new models. As U.S. buyers find themselves in a position to buy again, Foley notes, quote, "they'll have no place to go but the new aircraft showroom," unquote. Foley's latest 10-year forecast by model calls for North America to account for an average of 52% of all future deliveries. Regarding the shifting trends, he cautions, quote, "going forward, manufacturers will have to balance their presence and resources more wisely throughout a widening world," unquote. Japan Monday had to scrub the launch of its Venus climate orbiter, and so far it has not set a new date. The start of the Akatsuki mission, along with the solar sail demonstration project called Icarus, were scuttled by poor weather at the launch site. Akatsuki, which means dawn, is designed to probe the atmosphere of Venus to find out how a planet so similar in size to Earth could have turned out so different. Icarus evokes the mythical character with wings of wax, but is spelled differently. It's an acronym for Interplanetary Kite Craft Accelerated by Radiation of the Sun. It's a solar sail that's designed to employ both proton propulsion and thin-film solar power generation, both important technologies for future interplanetary cruising. Up next on ANN, Virgin Galactic's new CEO is a veteran of NASA. One of the first Skycatcher recipients only owned it for 10 days. And Purdue takes its Aviation Masters program online. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for May 19th. I'm Paul Plack. A familiar name from NASA is being painted on a door at Virgin Galactic. The private space venture, which is based and regulated in the U.S., has named former NASA Chief of Staff George T. Whitesides as its first CEO. Further down his resume, Whitesides held positions at Orbital Sciences Corporation, Blastoff Corporation, and the Zero Gravity Corporation. He's a licensed private pilot and certified parabolic flight coach and graduate of Cambridge and Princeton universities and a former Fulbright scholar. Whitesides says he's honored. Quote, "there is much to achieve at Virgin Galactic over the coming years as the company moves into commercial operation of frequent space flights from our new home at Spaceport America in New Mexico. There is a great team at Virgin Galactic and I'm greatly looking forward to growing the business and establishing operations at the spaceport, unquote. The company reports 335 reservations so far to fly aboard Spaceship Two, worth a total of $65 million, and over $45 million in deposits currently being held. Lots of people are waiting patiently for their Cessna Skycatcher LSAs, but Sporty's Pilot Shop got one on May 5th and gave it away in its annual sweepstakes this past Saturday, just 10 days later. The drawing was held at Sporty's annual fly-in at its headquarters outside Cincinnati, Ohio. Alan Horowitz from Yuma, Arizona, was the winner. Cessna Senior VP Roger White predicts the Skycatcher is going to be a catalyst for increased pilot starts. Quote, "It will significantly change the economics of ownership and operation for flight schools, aircraft renters, and aircraft owners, and will benefit the entire general aviation community. We wish Alan many happy hours with our newest piston aircraft," unquote. Purdue University's College of Technology has announced an online master's degree with an aviation concentration beginning this fall. The program is designed for aviation professionals looking to move into a leadership position. Dr. Mitchell Springer, who administers the program, says the college realizes the need to make graduate education available to working professionals. Quote, "As a result of job and family responsibilities, working students need a non-traditional, in and out of state, high-quality educational experience, which enhances their professional development with flexibility," unquote. The program can be completed in as little as 22 months or 5 semesters, including summer, but the online format will allow the student to pace the completion of the requirements. Classes are taught by Purdue College of Technology faculty. Find out more in the text version of this story, dated May 18th, at aero-news.net. Still ahead, here's your chance for a ride-along with the Patriots jet team. A Florida airport is looking for a new director, and Oklahoma invites you to come speed dating. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, May 19th. I'm Paul Plack. The civilian-owned Patriots jet team is taking the concept of charity flights to a whole new level. The team has agreed to perform flyovers on both Saturday and Sunday of the 2010 Color the Skies Balloon Festival in California. 4 children's hospital supporters have been invited to join the flight. The Patriots announced that one seat on each of the 4 L-39 jets will be available for sky-high supporters of the festival. The fully tax-deductible price per seat is $5,000. The 4th annual Color the Skies Hot Air Balloon Festival will be held Labor Day weekend, September 4th and 5th, in Ripon, California, and all proceeds of the festival go to Children's Hospital Central California. Find details at colorthe-skies.com. There's an opening for an airport director in Florida, but you may want to do some due diligence before you leap in with your resume. Cheryl Connor resigned the airport director's post at Winter Haven Airport last month, charging that Airport Commissioner Jamie Beckett was interfering with her to the degree that she was unable to do her job and making it very difficult to comply with grant assurance requirements from the FAA and Florida DOT. The Lakeland Ledger reports the friction stems from a 2008 audit which turned up lease issues and the non-aeronautical use of aeronautical areas, including ground vehicles traversing airport property without radios for monitoring airport frequencies. Progress has been made, but the FAA's Kathleen Bergen says some airport leaseholders have been storing non-aviation-related equipment in aeronautical areas, and some adjacent property owners are using airport property to access their private, non-aeronautical property. Both practices jeopardize future airport grants. Beckett says he has a problem with the way the city manages the airport and with inflated fuel prices charged by the FBO on the field. Read more in the text version of this story, dated May 18th, at aero-news.net. In case you haven't been single for a while, the term speed dating generally refers to a social event in which adult singles gather in large groups to enjoy a large number of introductions to other singles in a short-form, low-risk environment. The 2010 Oklahoma Aerospace Summit and Expo sees a parallel in the business world and has arranged a speed dating format for brief business meetings between attendees, contractors, and government agencies. The format will consist of 8-minute meetings arranged through advanced registration online. The event runs June 1st through the 4th at the Cox Convention Center in Oklahoma City. The two speed dating sessions are June 2nd from 2:30 to 5 p.m. and June 3rd from 2 to 5. Oklahoma figures its aerospace industry is responsible for more than 143,000 jobs in the state. That's a $5 billion annual payroll and nearly $12 billion in industrial output. That's about 10% of the state's economy. Find out more and register for those speed dates at okaero.com/summit. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with adventurer Norman Surplus, whose attempt to circumnavigate the globe in a gyroplane has been delayed by a ditching in a shallow pond in Thailand. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.